Chairman of the Executive Board of Nadalatul Ulama, Ahmad Fadhil Rozi, commended the Indonesian National Police and related stakeholders for their effective management of the 2025 Eid homecoming and return traffic, which proceeds smoothly. He expressed gratitude for the improved coordination and swift response of officers on toll roads, enhancing the travel experience for the citizens. Vice Chairman of the Commission 4 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Alex Indra Lukman, has expressed full support for the Ministry of Agriculture's land optimization program, aligning with President Prabowo Subianto's statute of vision to strengthen the national food security and self-sufficiency. During a work visit to Semenanti Village, Tanjung Lago District, Banyuasin Regency, South Sumatra, Lukman observed the successful optimization of 302 hectares of land, emphasizing the importance of cross-sectoral synergy in advancing agriculture and enhancing productivity. He commended the collaboration between central and regional governments in supporting farmers and transforming less productive land into fertile agricultural areas. And that was the news. serious quote of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He's famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes of the future and opportunities. And that's quote of the day.
square kilometers. But the island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Villagers who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the villagers who visit it. Bupa Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the center of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Bupa Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. The van loop of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Bupa Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Bupa Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Bupa Island, there are no courses, besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Bupa Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. With regard to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the hidden boat races, and many more.
Also, help our brothers and sisters in Gaza. We realize everything that they need in Gaza, food, water, some of Pakistan needs. We think in our history that we have to make some real project and long project. This is the last one. And also, we want to connect people in Gaza, because we are still connected by this project. Because it's a long project, so any region who eager to help and feel like our brothers and sisters in Gaza need something medical assistance for the long time, so they can join this project. Really, as a donor or as a team, we call also from the region, doctors, engineers, many profiles from our side to contribute for this project. Of course, for this term, we want to send the entrance team is the engineer, who know and who want to willing to build the construction, but the doctors and others after the entrance team. So, we're more than 5 engineers. There's a result for both that we want to make as soon as possible groundbreaking for the hospital. So that's the answer that we have to send as soon as possible our team to Gaza to make the plan to groundbreaking the hospital. As our experience before, less more than 70 medicals and if properly, I think more than 100 medicals and engineers to make this progress effective when the project starting.
Always tune in to our online streaming in voinews.ib in shortwave 55.47.55 kHz and our application in RRE below for those of you watching on demand. namanya musik bambu itu kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini tuh yang bisa angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul kan. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri tidak tahu itu kapannya. The bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung sarap. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Dayung Octavian Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya ya, dengan bukan saya nggak tahu. Awalnya itu angklung hanya musik ritmis. Initially, there was no tone, no cylindro, nor pelok. Originally, angklung was just rhythmic music. Jeng-gong-jeng-gong-jeng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Gong-jeng-gong-jeng-gong-jeng, so there was no tunes. But then, the outside Baduis created Jamilalatida tunes, who they used as a means to back. Then Mr. Dayung Sutigna was interested in it. There was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dayung tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into do re mi fa sol la si do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at the time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to boy scouts. When they played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into do re mi fa sol la si do is Mr. Dayung. Why did he do that? Because at the time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets. No, but the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia?
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia has been well perceived by participants of Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Hidal from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Namaste, Hidal. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh.
My name is Hidal. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn angklung. In my opinion, angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play angklung.
My name is George Kozina. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build a house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they made music from this bamboo, like angklung. Yeah, also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class. Yeah, very easy. Back home, I have to like, if I want to teach angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play angklung. Because in Nauru we don't have bamboo, but we don't have much bamboo.
People are interested in learning angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated angklung as masterpiece of oral and tangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about the typical music of West Java, as perceived by the angklung master, Dayung Octavian Ujo.
Saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir angklung ini bisa. Orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China. But I'm more worried that other people will play angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a coast state, but they play angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java Province, Nunung Sobari. Even worried that angklung recognition as world cultural heritage will be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi angklung itu dievaluasi oleh UNESCO. So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO activities, related to angklung have dropped, or even none at all.
Facing this concern, the government of West Java Province has made some efforts to preserve angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java Province.
Nah untuk apa ya mengantisipasi supaya in order to keep angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make angklung related activities in schools. So angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional angklung instructors to train the students and to form angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by Boom and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu.
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also sponsors.
The head of tourism and culture of West Java province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian. Because I think conservation, development and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angkum would be created if all are aware that Angkum is fun, as received by the artist Angkum, dan Octavian Ujung.
Let's create Angkum awareness. Angkum is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's take a jam. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angkum is like before seeing it first. So open your mind. Well, it turns out that Angkum is like this.
Savory and spicy taste.